Blog Talk Radio.
A little man walked up and down and found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball. He could afford but one meatball. He told a waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. The folks were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call,
One meatball. Hey, this here gent wants one meatball.
The little man, he felt ill at ease and said, "Some bread, sir, if you please." The waiter's voice roared down the hall,
"You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball."
Little man, he felt mighty sad, 'cause one meatball was all he had. Now in his dreams he hears that call, "You get no bread
with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball.
One meatball.
You get no bread with one."
Welcome to Storyboards with Esther Combe on Athena Voices. Athena Voices is brought to you by a group located on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry site in the world. And I always thank Kevin and his crew for running the site and giving us a place to share our poetry. Also, special thanks to AP Taylor for sponsoring the blog talk page here at Athena Voices. And of course, a special thanks to Deborah Lee, the lady herself, who runs the group and the blog talk page, so we can geek out live. Every night of the week, we have different shows, we have different hosts, different themes, poetry, game shows, talks, and so much more. On Storyboards, we focus on characters. We pretty much geek out here with comic books and D&D, cult classics, sci-fi, and so many more things. I am your host, Skye, and tonight we're kicking it off on our Christmas Bonanza celebration. And I know that our opening music was not Christmas. I was having a little trouble getting what I wanted in the studio, so I thought we could really enjoy Candy Candido, which I always keep in the studio, because why not? He is absolutely amazing. And a little bit about him in his early life. He was born. Hey, you know what? That's like, how wildly wonderful is this connection? He was born on Christmas Day in 1913 in New Orleans. So, Rack and Tor, I'm going to invite you on early. Hello, Rack.
Hey, hey.
Everything is relatable. How wonderful is that? So, it actually, you know, since his birthday is on Christmas Day, I think it can be a Christmas song now. What do you think, Rack?
That's a Christmas. Absolutely. I'm having a meatball for Christmas.
Absolutely. He was born in Louisiana, and Louisiana Candido, who later used the legal name John B. Candido, was the bassist and vocalist of Ted Friolito's big band. And, I mean, he did so many voiceovers as well as singing. He can be heard in the 1950s Bugs Bunny, Homeless Hair. He was the tree in, oh my gosh, help me out here, The Wizard of Oz, the one that's throwing the apple. He was the goons in Sleeping Beauty. He's done so many voiceovers all across for animals and Walt Disney. So many other things, and absolutely brilliant. And I love, and my favorite character of his was Fidget and the Peg Like That in The Great Mouse Detective. I loved him in that. I thought he was so great. And it was one of my favorite films when I was a kid. So let's not forget to give our wonderful thanks to our voiceovers and what they give. You know, now we do a lot of things digitally, but there's something to be said about how they used to do things. And I would say some people still do, but I was watching this thing, this documentary on Disney and the different, how they made different sounds with like the spoons and all these different gadgets. You know, now you just use a synthesizer or you do whatever, but they had to do this they had to be creative by getting like cans and zippers and strings and recording those sounds. And it was absolutely amazing to watch them do that. Have you ever seen anything like that, Rack?
They call them Foley artists. It was actually a category unto itself. Yeah, when I went to Universal to visit Disney, I got pulled backstage and got to see, like, you know, the boards and clicking and coconut shells and things like that. It's really wild. And sometimes, you know, you don't realize that it sounds like it until you close your eyes and listen, or they put that image in front of you. But yeah, it's really wild how some things just sound like something else.
Yeah, actually, in his in the information about Kenny Candido, it actually said he was a folio artist. So I wasn't sure what that was. So thank you for explaining that. Yeah, brilliant. And I know that you're really interested in things like that as well. I know that, I know how passionate you get about Bugs Bunny.
It's all about Mel Blanc, baby. That man could make any noise out of his mouth. It was insane.
Well, I loved, I was showing my goddaughter some of, like, you know, those things on YouTube. They have, like, the real people doing the voices, and she was so impressed. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm interrupting, but there's a movie called Comic Book the Movie, and it's all about all the voiceover actors get together to do the movie, and they have an interview in the end. It's fantastic. It's like you don't realize who these people are that do the voices, and you watch them doing the show, and then afterwards they interview them, and you're like, oh, you know, this is the guy that does Pinky and the Brain and so on, and you know, you get to see them acting first, and you hear their voice out of context, and it like tickles the back of your brain, and then you're like, I recognize that, and then later on, when they interview them and talk to them, they go full on, like, you know, doing the voices and stuff. It's really great. Because it surrounds the acting part of the voice acting, and the fact that, you know, you don't get recognized by face until, you know, unless they do, you know, the live action stuff. I think Mark Hamill's in it too.
Yeah, I have to check that out.
Comic book the movie.
Comic Book the Movie. Okay. I'm going to have to check that out because I really love watching those, actually. And we were watching the ones about villains, and then we were watching Walt Disney, and she was so chuffed about, like, she was just so excited about the fact that, I wouldn't say chuffed isn't the right word, but she was just so excited that Walt Disney actually voiced Mickey Mouse. She's like, that's the guy who made it, who started, like, you know what I mean? And she was just all over it. And she was having fun with that. And then, yeah, so it's just fun to do, and, you know, yeah. So.
And he was supposedly.
He was supposedly what?
Afraid of mice.
Oh, was he?
Disney, that's what I heard. Walt Disney was actually afraid of mice.
That is really interesting. Well, did you see the first sketches of Mickey Mouse? They were kind of scary looking.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's what I'm gonna do, guys. Tonight, I am pretty sure I would still like to stop at 11, so the show will still want to 11, but it will only be an hour and a half because I really would like to start turning in about 11. I can start late today. I've got some stuff going on, and, you know, just as a notice to any listeners out there, you know, the show will be pending time for a little bit because that's the way it's going to be for a little bit. I can't wait to get into Star Wars Christmas. That is the theme. It's not Disney or Candido or voiceovers, but, you know, I feel like you got to go where the conversation leads you, and I'm all for that, and I do appreciate that. But we are talking about Star Wars Christmas, and it's Lego Christmas. I know I did the Star Wars Christmas last year. This is not that one that everybody seems to want to kind of bury. And I was able to get in the studio of the song that I actually wanted. So, you know, just because I can, I'm just going to go ahead. Actually, I'm going to just close with that one. Okay, well, wait. So I'm going to close with that one. I have some poems, and I have a SoundCloud from Steven that I'm trying to get in here, but my computer does not want to do anything right now, I guess. But I think I do have it, and I was just a little bit behind today, so we're just going to have fun. I'm going to play my first Star Wars clip before I play any poems. It is from the Lego Star Wars special, which I thought was funny, and we had just done the Christmas special of the Lego, and this one, you know, it's just real fun. Rey goes through different, they did like spoofs of like Lost Boys last time for the Halloween special. This is the one where she time travels, and she goes to different Star Wars films and fandom, and she starts messing with the timeline, and she starts bringing back doubles of people. It's pretty funny. It's short. I know that it's Lego Star Wars, and you're probably thinking that's kind of weird, but it's actually just like the Halloween one. Even as an adult, and I watched it wasn't like something I watched, came out, you know, recently, I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed watching it with my godchildren, and they just loved it, so I highly recommend it. I'm going to go ahead and press play for the first clip, and then we'll listen to Steven's poem. So here we go.
Destroyed, the First Order was. Eliminated were the Sith. Across the galaxy, peace had spread. With freedom restored, Life Day could once again be celebrated. What is Life Day, you ask? A holiday of friendship, of family, of connection. jeep, Rey and her friends traveled to celebrate with Chewbacca and his family. Although for Rey and Finn, the celebration would wait.
Lightsabers down, you two. We've got a life day party to set up. Chewie's entire family is coming. And if there's one thing Wookiees love, it's... well, it's ripping arms off things. But if there's two things they love, it's arm ripping and party.
Finn, can I put you down for decorating duty?
Sure. I need a break. And Ray, you're in too, right? You volunteered to roast the Tip Yip.
Mm-hmm. Tip Yip.
You think she's in? Yeah, she's in.
Unsatisfied with her teaching, Ray was. To the Jedi texts, she went for answers.
Did that. That too. I followed every teaching. What am I missing? Why can't I train him?
Chewie's family is on their way. We got a lot of work and not a lot of time.
Guys, look what I found.
Tip Yip recipe.
In the temple on Kordoku, only on life day, but once a year, with a key to the galaxy's past, a Jedi's future becomes clear.
So, not a Tip Yip recipe.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think it means I need to go to Kordoku to help me, you, us, with your training.
Put the book down, Ray. We can figure it all out tomorrow. Even Jedi Masters deserve a day off.
Life day is today. I'm afraid I have to go now.
No!
Chewie's right. You can't leave.
I'm sorry. But I'm sure one of you can make the Tip Yip.
Life day is about family. It's not about the Tip Yip. Oh, it's all about the Tip Yip. But yeah, family.
I won't miss the party. I promise.
Oh, no. You're leaving too, buddy?
Don't leave. He left. I missed my friend.
Yeah. I already miss him, too.
Are you crying?
No. It's allergies. Stupid Wookiee planet all fur and tree pollen. Besides, generals don't cry.
Exactly. They lead.
Uh-oh. He's getting the look.
We're only in trouble if he says I have a plan.
I have a plan. We're not just going to put on a party. We're going to put on the greatest life day party in the history of the galaxy. You guys decorate. I'll handle the Tip Yip.
Have you ever made Tip Yip?
No, I have not.
Galaxy's past. This has got to be the key. What does it open? The key to the galaxy. What is it?
Wow!
I think this opens some sort of fourth gateway to...
Now the rock. Concentrate.
That's Master Luke. And that must be Yoda. Somehow we were on Dagobah when Luke Skywalker received his training. Can you imagine the profound Jedi wisdom they're sharing?
Master Yoda? The blood is really starting to rush to my head.
Concentrate, young Skywalker. Concentrate!
Master and apprentice. Maybe I could learn something from this.
You want me to lift my X-Wing out of the swamp? With only the Force? All right, I'll try.
No. Do or do not. There is no try.
Isn't trying like a good thing?
participation trophies for Jedi. There are not.
Becomes clear. This is how I learned to train Finn, by watching other Jedi Masters train their students. Come on! It's like Master Yoda said, do or do not, and I'm gonna do.
Oh, bored, 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 bored. Who cares about a trade dispute?
Jedi do not seek adventure.
I understand, it's just that it's not there.
Yes.
This is more like it.
Focus, Obi-Wan.
Hurry, BB-8.
Focus, Anakin. I know you're eager to see Padme again, but we're on a mission.
I am focused, Master.
Follow my example and be mindful, Anakin. A Jedi must have complete awareness of their surroundings.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi training Anakin Skywalker. No, they didn't see me.
Hello there.
Hi.
I don't know about you, Rack, but I think my favorite part was the participation trophies for Jedi. There are not. Right? Everybody's all about participation trophies now, right? So, you know, and I always thought that was really funny, too. You say, there is do or do not. There is no try, you know. It's kind of like, well, what kind of message is that? I don't quite agree with that. So I think it's just so funny that it takes that, like, I thought that trying was a good thing. So it kind of just makes fun of itself. It's, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh,
that was your favorite part? No, yeah?
I love self-deprecation. And when you make fun of, you know, the idea of something like that, especially, like you said, the participation trophies, because that gets on everybody's nerves, I think.
I like how in the Lego Star Wars they do that a lot. Like they take like commonly made fun of things, like, you know, who shot first, I think was the last time.
Uh-huh.
And they made fun of that, and they said it in, I believe it was in the Halloween special. So I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to head into our first poem. I'm sorry?
Now, they were also quoting some of the classic lines from the movie, like you said, too, like the do or do not, or okay, kid, you're clear, let's blow this thing and go home. You know, those moments.
Yeah, and the fun thing about that is that the Lego, Christmas Lego, she's time traveling, so they're setting all those old scenes up, but in Lego version. And that's why they're like, she's literally living the old scenes. So it's a fun way to kind of like backtrack and remember the old films, but in a new version, because it's, first of all, it's Lego. But second of all, she's experiencing it as somebody who's like, oh my God, these are legends, these are stories that I grew up on, and we're seeing this happen, you know? So
They used to do that with cartoons when they wanted to come up with a new one, but they didn't have new material. So they would take, you know, bits and pieces of the older cartoons and splice them in either as memories or the replay in someone's head. You know, they used to do that to extend the length of something and recycle it and kind of cheap out on production.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a show did that once. I feel like there was a problem with maybe it was actually when we were all under COVID, and I believe I heard something that they started taking memories and stuff to be able to fill in that time and started doing a whole episode like that because of the restrictions. And maybe it was Grey's Anatomy.
I know they did it all over on all the different shows. They constantly, you know, 5 minutes from here or 3 minutes from there, or you know, let's fade back to this moment and you know, moonlighting and things like that. All of them did in the cartoons too, especially. You know, the other thing they were notorious for doing is like, you know, they had one background and everything else was in front of the same background.
Mm. It's interesting. I forgot all about that, but I do remember seeing that. So it's fun to see. Like, it would be fun to look up, like, at some other time, like, what shows have actually done that. Notorious, you know, for that.
Yeah.
Right. We have Steven. We have a recording from Steven. I was able to. I had to try like 5 different things here. I was able to load up his SoundCloud, but I haven't tested the volume yet, so we're going to just try it live and see how it goes. If it's too low, I will turn it up. But thank you, Steven, so much for submitting a poem for tonight. So here we go, and for recording it for me.
Lego Han Solo, a limerick by Steven76. Crest Cowboy is the handsome fellow, stuck to studded platform of yellow. He wished he could move, so then he could prove he's more than just stop motion Lego. End poem.
Look at that background music, huh? I love it. So a little bit about Steven's like series of Star Wars that he's been doing. Let's see how long I've been doing the show. He's got 31, and let's see if he wrote for me. So that one wasn't for me. Yeah, 21, so December 21, I started 21, yeah, I've been doing Star Wars for a while, for a couple of years now. Who knew that when I ventured into the Star Wars that it would be a few years till I was finished? I knew, because I was putting the episodes together. it's been a journey, but I love it. I really, really love it. And we're actually coming almost to the end, believe it or not. We'll probably be done by May, and May the 4th be with you. And I know that May still sounds far away, but I have done, we'll be ending at like 30-something episodes, which is a lot when you think about, yeah, it's just a lot. So you know, if you've read any, as I was saying, if you've read any of Stephen's poems for Star Wars, yeah, these poems for Star Wars, he always, his favorite character is Han Solo, and he brings Han Solo into every single rite. And he always uses metaphors like the crass cowboy, walker of the clouds, to represent Skywalker. Like, he does all these creative things where he's not actually putting their names in, but he's using little shout-outs and little tidbits. And I'm pretty sure that on all 30 of these poems, he mentions Han Solo. He brings it into every single one, even things that don't even have Han Solo in it, like The Mandalorian. I'm sorry?
No, that was my stupid thing. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so even things that do not have Han Solo in at all, he still managed to get him in there. So I think that is so fun, and he did a great job. I love how he's wrote the handsome fellow. I like that he went with the stop motion Lego, because he brought a little bit of the technicalities of the filmmaking into this, and which I thought was really clever, by the way. And I know that Stephen and I, we loved, you know, we talked about before that we love the old, like, stop motion and puppeteering and stuff like that, and there's just something nostalgic and wonderful about those films still, even though we like CGI. And so I love that he kind of just mentioned that in here as well. And I have to say, the music that was done, that was the music behind when you go into Jabba the Hutt, that was the music that's playing, the band. Yeah, I can't remember the band. Or not the band. What was it? Was it when Han? It was either when Han Solo shot first in the pub, or it was that, right? Yeah, I knew I was messing up. Yeah, so I love that he put that in there, because I thought that was so fun. And anybody listening might not, you know, if they're not a fan, they might not know. But as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, I know that song. It took me a minute to place it, but really, really well done. And I so appreciate it, Stephen. Thank you. Raconteur, what do you think?
He did a great job. Solo's character throughout Star Wars, even when he's not on the screen, his presence is still felt. So the way he likes to sneak him in is really kind of appropriate, because, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, if it weren't for him, you know, things wouldn't have happened the way that they did. So it kind of always leads back to him in one way or another. So he's a great focus for something like that, because, you know, you could change, you know, if you could go back and change timelines and things like that, and you know, fandom, it would change the entire course of, you know, some of these movies, you know, which I think Disney is kind of exploring.
Yeah, a lot, kind of, is an understatement, but I really don't mind. I know everybody else is like, how many Star Wars stuff do we need? How many spinoffs do we need? And I say all of them, all right? I am a full supporter of it. I don't even care, because you know what? They're really good. The Mandalorian is an excellent show. And
yeah.
I have not seen Ahsoka yet. I'm waiting, because I really want to just be able to
binge watch.
To just sit down and be able to do it, yeah. And we usually, like, if I already watched it and I rewatch it, I create the clips for the show. And I create the clips for the show as I'm rewatching it. But I don't want to be making the clips as I'm enjoying the show for the first time. So we're going to have to see how that goes. But usually I do shows that I've already seen. Boba Fett was one I did a show that I had it planned that I hadn't seen yet, because it hadn't come out yet. And the same thing with Ahsoka, it just came out, but I really loved her character. I loved her character back in the Clone Wars animation film. I just fell in love with her character. And then when she had that whole twist with Ezra, I just really enjoyed it. Oh, no, you know what? I did start watching Ahsoka. I think that's a lie. I'm trying to remember now. Oh, my God. I did. I did start watching Ahsoka. I remember, because as soon as I mentioned Ezra, they're trying to find Ezra. I haven't finished it. I did start it. I don't know where I am in it. I've been so chaotic right now in my life, but I did start it, so I'm somewhere in there. But we won't worry about that till after Christmas. But thank you so much, Stephen. I really do appreciate it. And let me just plug a little bit of it about if you like his writing, which, I mean, how can you not? His storytelling is amazing. He's got some things out available for purchase. And he has a series, The Eerie Islands, The Eerie Ocean, The Eerie Depths. And you can find those on what platforms, Raconteur?
I know Amazon.
Amazon. There was a couple of platforms. I don't know if you remembered them. Because last time you actually plugged for him, you were all over it.
Michael Bushnell. That's what you have to look for.
Yeah, underneath his name, yes. So then he also has some spinoffs, Behind the Closet Door, Scary Stories, Chilling Stories, What Lurks Behind the Eyelids, Desolate Earth, which is the first one I actually read, the sci-fi one. And I'm so mad at him for killing off a character. I'll tell you which one. But I'm so mad at him. I'm not over that yet. It's been years. I'm still not over it. But thank you so much, Stephen, again. And I think now is a good time to plug our next show, since we're plugging all this. I have a lot of shows coming up. I have two shows next week, and I'm still going to try to do both. It's going to be tricky, but I am still going to try because I really am excited about Christmas, actually. So the next show for this week, we've got Sweet Discussion, and it was one that was a makeup show, and it's When Nature Calls, and she will be celebrating 2023 Comedy Wildlife Photography winners. And after last weekend's holiday rush, take a moment to enjoy these unique moments of nature captured on film. So you can add a poem. She's got pictures up there, and it was a makeup show for the one that was canceled the other week. And after that, we have Liquid Damage. She's on the 8th, and she's on at 10 p.m. And as always, she has open poetry. So call and share whatever you like. On the 9th, we have open poetry with A.P. Taylor, Jay Hatter, and Deborah Lee. They go on live at 9. And you have to call. There's no SoundClouds. You believe you have to call to be read. I see a SoundCloud up there, and I see I would love to have a reader, but I'm positive you need to be there. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with those poems, but I'm pretty sure you have to be there to be read.
If you're too shy to read, they'll read them for you as long as you're there. So, you know, you can give them a poem, but if you don't show up, they won't.
Now you gotta show up. All right,
yep.
And then I'm looking for Oh, here we go. 7, 8, 9. Yeah. Okay. So Monday the 11th, Deborah Lee is on a personal prompt. Monday, Winter Wonders. Oh, here we go. I haven't written. Let's look at since I haven't written. So I was only writing for Deb's Monday night prompts. Like I haven't written. It says 1 month ago I wrote a poem. October 9th. So that's not even 1 month ago. That's a lot of months ago. That's almost 2 months ago I wrote a poem. I really need to start writing again, but I don't know. I'm not there right now. But the last like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, the last like 10 that I have besides one. So out of the last 11, 10 of them I wrote for Deb's prompts. It's like the only time I've been writing. But it's been like almost 2 months. So sorry, Deb, but I am saving them. But there are winter holidays. Okay, here we go. We always do this, right? There's one with a rose and a snow. They're all winter themed. Oh, there's an elk one that's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they're all gorgeous, but I'm just looking at the ones. And, of course, this ice tree. Oh, my gosh, there's a really angry cat in a Santa suit. What that's all about. Oh, and a pig with a little Christmas gift. That's so nice. Okay, the carriage is very cute. Well, they got a little gnome. They're really cute pictures. There's some, like, scenic, beautiful ones, but there's also, like, cute little ones. With animals. Oh, there's a little polar bear playing in the snow. Okay, these are really cute. Yeah, so every time I look at these for the first time, I'm scrolling through quite a bit. Of course, she has a word bank. It's optional. You can participate. You can not do the word bank. Every poet gets their own picture. You just go in and you reserve it, and Deborah Lee will save it for you. And she goes live at 10. So there you go. Her shows are usually pretty packed because pictures are gorgeous. And then that comes back to me on Tuesday, and I don't even know what I'm doing on Tuesday. What is Tuesday?
It's
the 12th. So the 12th. Yeah, I don't even have that topic built yet because it is down the tubes, but I wanted to do some things, but I haven't even built the topic yet. So. Stand by, because I may not be able to build that topic. I may have to just do another storyboard that I have lined up, and maybe swap that down the tubes with a storyboard stay, so I have a little bit more time to put that together. Because you know how I wanted to do the things. So stay tuned. I'm on next Tuesday. I'm also. I'm sorry?
I say you should substitute it with shutter button instead of storyboards.
Yeah, I think I might, and then I might do the storyboard. That makes sense, because I can do the shutter button, and then I can do the down the tube the next week, and it'll give me more time. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that, because I'm on next week with shutter button, so that way things don't get chaotic. So that's probably what I'm going to do. All right. Thinking on the fly, next week is going to be shutter button. So bring winter-themed poems, shutter button, anything written to any of my photographs. But it has to be winter-themed, and I do not have a category for that. You're just going to have to remember what you wrote. I do have the Oktoberfest was easy because I do a specific every day of the month Oktoberfest, but I don't specifically do a Christmas one, like a holiday one or a winter one, but they're scattered everywhere all year. Sometimes I even pull out winter in July or June because I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like snow right now. So you'll just have to find it on your own. So just find a wintry scenic poem written to one of my shutter button contests, or write a new one. And I go live at pending time. Probably going to stick around to 9:30 and stick to an hour and a half shows for a little while, unless I can get on at 9. But we'll see. And then on Wednesday, I'm on for storyboards, and that is the 13th. So I believe a storyboard, a Merry Hyrule Christmas. I have lots of pictures up there that are related to The Legend of Zelda. I also have a whole album of Zelda-themed Christmas music that I will be listening to, or we will be listening to, intermittently throughout the show. That'll be fun. And, and all the pictures are winter-themed for the Zelda. And there's a lot of Link and a lot of Zelda herself. So check out the pictures. They're really nice. Even if you don't know the fandom, you can make up what you write. Just take the picture and make up a whole new story. That's fine. Or read up a little bit. Or just write me a scenic poem, because there's a couple of scenic pictures with no characters in it. So do what you want. I'm totally flexible in the poetry, and I usually bring the fandom. You just bring me poems that are rock and tour, can relate anything to anything over here. You know, I haven't checked my studio in a while. I should probably do that. Okay, we're good. all right, so that brings us back to me. So that's it. We are going to go into our second. Raph, do you have anything to plug? I don't. Do you have anything that you want to talk about? Okay.
Supposed day after Christmas, but again, no topic. I may not even end
okay.
up. I don't know.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to go on to my second clip. And remember, we're time jumping, and Ray's just dragging things through the time warp here. So here's our second clip. So then we'll do, well, Jay has a poem. Oh, not Jay. I always call him Jay. So Hatter has a poem. I don't know if he's calling. I'll have to figure it out. All right, here we go.
Amazing. We see my master. My master's master. My master's father. My master's father's master. Where are you going? But there's so much more to see, to pass on to Finn. We'll be back in plenty of time for the party. I promise. Okay. Just one more master and apprentice. For me? For Finn? I've got a good feeling about this.
Though she did not know it, fraught with peril, Rey's quest was.
Soon the rebels will arrive and fall into my trap. By the time they discover Death Star 2 is fully operational, it will be too late. They will be destroyed, and I shall rule the galaxy for eternity. I sense you disagree, Lord Vader.
No, it's just Death Star 2 feels kind of derivative.
Mm-hmm, and I suppose you have a better name?
How about Star Killer Base?
Nope, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Anywho, not sure you remembered, but it's Life Day. I got you something you're really gonna like.
Ooh, gimme. Galaxy's best emperor. Of course I'm the galaxy's best emperor. I'm the galaxy's only emperor. Mech.
This is so not what I had in mind.
I heard something.
Let's get out of here.
Hey, I had to hit every gift shop on Batu to find you that.
Forget the mug. Whatever made this must be very powerful. Me wanty, you get it.
You were right. We should go home. Can you imagine if those two had seen us? That would have been... not good.
Hurry to finish setting up the party. Our heroes were soon to arrive. Chewbacca's family was.
Looking good. Tree, food, decorations. Oh, I almost forgot music.
I almost feel bad having to destroy you. What are you doing? Follow me.
But you're right there.
That's not me.
Sure looks like you. Helmet, chest buttons, heavy breathing.
We are invading the rebel base. Forget the base. Stop the girl. You dare contradict me? I'm in charge here. No, I'm in charge. Who do you think you are? I'm you. No, you're me.
Any idea what the protocol is here?
Impressive. Most impressive. You are me. Destroy her!
Yeah.
That was weird. Come on.
I hate you, Obi-Wan.
Careful, Anakin. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads
to... I know what it leads to!
I have it! Lord Vader, I have it!
Shoot first?
After you.
You have no idea.
Who are you guys?
Master Skywalker.
My son. I mean, my. These binary sons. Sure are hot.
What is this?
The key!
Private farm, no trespassing!
Idea? Let's go to the future. Jedi destroyed, rebellion crushed, and yours truly reign supreme. Let's see where I'm at in, pick a number, 30 years.
Bop, 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 bop.
Supreme Leader. I'm Supreme Leader.
Do a little dance now. Supreme Leader. Supreme Leader.
Supreme Leader. We've prepared the... Shirts. I mean, ships to head to the pectoral location. Platoon. Platoon locations across the midriff. Rim. Rim. For the... Naval. Navy. Navy. You know what? I'll come back later.
Who is this kid?
What does he mean, Supreme Leader? Is that above Emperor? Kind of sounds like it.
I can hear you talking and him breathing and... Grandpa? Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa!
No, that's me. Wait, Grandpa?
And Emperor Palpatine? I don't believe it! How are you even here?
Life Day miracle?
This is so cool! You're my inspiration! In fact, I'm about to finish what you started. I just made myself Supreme Leader, and I...
Hey, we'll talk about that Supreme Leader stuff later. Let's get to me. I assume I now rule the entire galaxy for all eternity, hmm?
Well...
Okay, most of the galaxy? Some of the galaxy? A lousy Tabana gas mine? Anything?
Boy, do I have a story to tell you.
You think maybe you could put a shirt on before you tell it? Where are we? And who are you?
Me. Oh, just the Jedi Master who let Darth Vader on the loose to who knows where or when.
Yeah, I'm only a moisture farmer. I have no idea what a Darth Vader is. Now, if you got questions about vape raiders, I'm your guy.
Oh, poor BB-8.
Maybe I can help. Hand me that head, please.
Look at that! Thank you, Luke.
Oh, it was nothing. Whoa! I've never seen a droid move like that. Get back here, little guy. He's so cute. Look at him go.
So, let me get this straight. He betrays me, throws me down a reactor shaft, and I don't rule the galaxy for eternity.
Yep, that's pretty much the story.
You got a lightsaber, kid? Ooh, crackly crossguard. May I? Way more impressive than him.
I heard that.
I know. How about a mask? Huh? You got a mask?
Well, I did, but I broke it.
Oh, then allow me.
Oh, that's original.
No one asked you. Last question. Would you ever, under any circumstance, betray your master? Like, say, throw him down a reactor shaft?
Shaft? No.
Then come with me.
Where are we going?
To change our destiny.
Meanwhile, on the Millennium Falcon, hungry and bored, Chewbacca's family was.
You can set up over there, Max. What is Maz Rebo doing here? No one's listened to him in like 30 years.
We hired him to kick this party up.
And isn't it the Max Rebo 7? I mean, where's the other, 6? Oh, my condolences. Guys, this is a nice thought, but no one listens to Max
Rebo? Now this is a life day party.
Where's my boyfriend? There he is.
What is going on?
Life Day is about being with friends and family, right?
So we figured the more the merrier.
McClunky!
Off-world Zoa. Nice.
And when you decided to invite an entire star system for dinner, did you have a plan to feed them all?
Of course we did.
Oh, sorry. I knew you'd be back with a bunch of hip-yip.
Straight to the galley with those, Dory.
Please be a cape. Please be a cape.
That's a wrap! This is one of my favorites. Hope it's one of yours.
Joe Plato, Mulira. What a fun way attacka.
In the original Hachi.
Joe Plato, Mulira.
Hello, Mark Wookiefer and Tree Pollen.
Joy!
Nice, right? Heck, in Death Star, we built two of these bad boys.
I know, and that's how we got the idea for Starkiller Base.
Ooh, Starkiller. Good name.
Hey.
Oh, you. Forgot you're still here. Skywalker is down in the forest moon of Endor. Go fetch.
Fine.
Nice, right? Spins in both directions.
Not to point out the obvious, but sending Vader down to the forest moon above Endor to get Skywalker sets off the exact chain of events that ends with Vader picking you up and chucking you down a reactor shaft. And there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, so?
So aren't you worried about your apprentice betraying you?
Ah, you mean my former apprentice.
I'm on mute. I'm talking on mute. I love how they start talking about there's no coming back from the reactor shaft because they're kind of making fun of how Darth Maul came back. Oh, my gosh. Back in tour?
I'm here.
I heard you chuckling. I'm assuming you got the, it's a wrap.
Yes.
And then, oh, I mean, there were so many. There were so many good ones. But there was one right at the end, too. I don't know. The reactor shaft for me, making fun of the whole thing where Darth Maul came back, I thought was funny. I can't remember which one you were laughing at, but I heard you chuckling, which I enjoyed, by the way.
Yeah. Lots of clever wordplay.
All right. I'm still waiting for Hatter. I'm going to give him one more chance. I was late on the poems today, so we're kind of just going to enjoy the clips, actually. So I'm going to continue with my last clip, and if Hatter isn't here by then, I will read for him, and we will go from there. All right. So here's the last clip I have.
Way to go, Rey. If you just listened to your friends and stayed on the Falcon, none of this would have happened. But instead, you ignored them and now you're talking to yourself.
Upset, young Rey was. And alone.
And hearing things.
You are not.
Master Yoda, I don't believe it.
With all you've seen today, so impossible to believe, is it? Hmm?
Master Yoda, I failed completely.
So sure are you?
Failed to teach Finn. Failed to stop Darth Vader. Failed to find a way out of here. Pretty sure, yeah.
All teachers fail. Saw my failure with Luke on Dagobah. You did.
That's different.
No different. From failure, we can learn. Learn to be a better student or better teacher. Come, let me show you what you failed to see.
I'm home.
No. Here, but not here, you are. To learn.
Look out!
Whoa. Where'd you learn that?
Rey taught me to be mindful of my surroundings.
Rey's a good teacher.
The best.
Wise, Finn is.
No. Wrong, Finn is. I don't understand. I've pored over the Jedi texts, memorized all there is to know, dedicated myself to passing on that knowledge.
You sure I'm ready to become a Jedi?
Hand me the lightsaber.
Guess not.
Oh, no. Instead of helping Finn, I hurt his feelings.
So focused on the books you were. The most important thing you forgot. Knowledge and training a Jedi needs. Yes. But useless these are without them. connection. What do you see?
Jedi Masters and their students.
Students, yes. But also?
Friends.
Understand now, you do. A happy life day, I wish you, young Rey.
Happy life day, Master Yoda. Oh, wait! How do we get out of here? What about Vader and the Emperor?
Showed you all you need to know. I did. The power all along you had.
Whoa!
Oh!
I didn't mean to scare you. Did you find that key you're looking for?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe that was what the green guy meant when he said, you had the power all along.
You saw that?
At least I think that's what he said. It was kind of all backwards.
Had the power all along. Luke, thank you.
For what?
For teaching me something.
On me now, kid.
What is that?
Ben?
Ben? Who's Ben?
That's Supreme Leader Kylo Ren to you.
Wow. Check out this place.
You're gonna pay for what you did to me.
What I did to him? I don't even know who he is.
Less talky-talky, more fighty-fighty. Destroy them!
My friend!
Excellent work, my new apprentice. Now, destroy Skywalker.
With pleasure.
Fine, destroy the girl first, then the Skywalker. Oh, and if Vader ever bothers to show up, destroy him too.
Wait, what? Uncle Luke?
Uncle?
Oh, this just got interesting.
What did you mean by destroy Vader too?
No time to explain. We need to
stop everyone in a black cape. I know the drill.
Okay. They want to destroy me, as do you, and you. Really not sure whose side I'm on here.
Mine!
What about me?
Fine, you two, okay? All of us! Make them the fighty-fighty!
Thank you. together, we can rule the galaxy.
Ooh.
Wait, what now?
Don't you want to see what happens?
I'm sorry. What if you screw up?
I already know. May the Force be with you.
Nice kid.
Oh, perfect. Now they're getting away. And it's all yours. Hey, put me down.
I'm done taking orders from you.
Hey, what's with the sweater?
This is actually pretty thoughtful.
Why was I so mean about it? In fact, why am I always so mean? It's a life day miracle!
Oh, that's it.
That's it from now on. No more Dark Knight. No more ruining the galaxy. Old Stevie Palpatine is gonna change his life!
Friendship, a family. All of this, Life Day is. And a happy one, I wish you.
Tis the season. I don't know. I hope you enjoyed that. I thought it was a really great special, and it was so funny. I still don't have Hatter, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read for him, and then we're going to go from there. So, he dropped down. Einstein said, and there's a picture of Lego Star Wars on here. Uncensored by Jay Hatter. Was it by design to test it in a time when hurt is down to play? Elvis gone quivel for space bugs and velvets and, oh, sorry, weevils unable to have it in their way. Luke, find the dark before you fall apart. Tell me of the at-ack, A-T-A-C. Your friends this time wrote in rhyme about the Alien Attack Act. It's a place to be for the novelty, and you will never have to wonder. What will come to pass might be the last for the sounds of a distant thunder. So give your word, not shaken but stirred, the force will crumple to sand. Don't hesitate, or it's your fate, and you'll fail to understand. Chewie's gone screwy, and don't give me one patooey. As it all becomes so, nothing hurts more than opening the door and stepping on a space Lego. Star Wars are fought for what we are taught. Light years is a fantasy thing. Einstein said it's in his head, just waiting to unravel the string. It's not worth the wait if you hesitate. There's a disturbance in the force. Slipping behind, sipping space wine, wondering if it's par for the course. Simple is true. If left up to you, dreaming of the dimensional home, quatern strays on a celestial wave. Quantum strays on a celestial wave. Please tell me, am I not alone? And so I'm sure he could have read that way better than me. I'm sorry, Hatter. Probably should have pre-read that. I thought it was, like, so funny. I thought it was clever, especially when you start. I know that you mentioned this. We mentioned this the last time I think we did a Lego Star Wars show, was stepping on those Legos, and he's not letting it go. He must have stepped on a lot of Legos. I think he's traumatized because he's always bringing this up. And talking about stepping on a Lego, I feel like this is something that's really real for him. But I did bring it in so clever. The lines were really fun to play with because they had like inner line rhyme, end line rhyme, and then every just random, just all of a sudden just random rhyme. And it was just fun. It was twisty and bendy and a little bit of a tongue twister, I believe. And I really like how you brought in Einstein, of course, brought it into the title. And there was another part, oh yeah, the part about the golf, the par for the course. I thought that was really funny too. Like, you just brought like some random stuff in there, but it really fit well. And talking about times gone past, like Elvis as well. And you brought in some fun words. I really appreciate it. And Rack and Tour, what do you think?
Yeah, that's the thing about stepping on the Legos. I don't know if it's trending or if it's just, you know, everybody that's ever owned Legos has at one point or another, you know, tried to put everything away, and there's always that one stray one that you wind up stepping on when you least expect it. So I really appreciated that. And then you had you know, the rhyme scheme that you tend to like to use, that makes it very melodic and memorable. When you tell the story that you tell, and you took us through the galaxy, and we blew that thing and went on home. it was great.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rack and Tor, for that excellent comment. And I mean, I know we were, good thing we were having an eclipse today because we were a little light in foam, so that's okay. We are enjoying the fandom. I did get the song I wanted uploaded. I am going to talk about this artist, and I have been a fan of his for a while. He got a start on YouTube, and he's done, like, film scores TV show scores as well, because he's just, his arrangements are just amazing. He has originals, but he does a lot of like covers. He does medieval he does medieval Game of Thrones, medieval Star Wars. He does mixes of different songs from different fandoms and creates his own tunes, like, while infusing what we know and love. He's absolutely brilliant. If you, like, if you have time and you're scrolling YouTube or looking for a new artist and you really love film scores, he is going to do some really great things, I think, in the future with film scoring, because, like, that is how much I believe in him. He's really, really great. I really enjoy his work. His name is Samuel Kim, and he's a composer, producer from Canada. And he's known on YouTube for his orchestral arrangements of scores from popular film genres, games, TV shows, as well as original compositions based in various franchises. He has studied under Emmy-nominated composer and songwriter Daniel Ingram, who is known for his work on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and The Littlest Pet Shop. And he's considered a rising talent, and I really have to agree with that, actually. Like, his scores are, his mixes and what he does is just absolutely amazing. So like I said, definitely check him out. It's worth it, and I mean, I love listening to his stuff. So this was the song that I wanted to open with, and I was going to close with a different one. But since we got a little late start on that, I am going to end with it. I do want to thank, because it is almost that time, it's almost 11 o'clock, believe it or not, and Bracontour, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you hanging with me tonight. I know it was a bit of a quiet night, but it was so nice to have you. Great company. And, man, I want to thank, who else am I thinking? I want to thank Stephen and Hatter for bringing poems, and I hope you enjoyed, if nothing else, enjoying the fandom of Star Wars Christmas, and I hope it kicked off a wonderful December vibe. And I'm sitting next to my lit Christmas tree to my computer desk, so I'm feeling it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and press the song, and then we'll say goodbye to you. Okay, here we go. Absolutely brilliant. I love his misses. Of course, I don't know if any of you remember from last year or the year before, but Carol of the Bells is my favorite. It's like one of my favorite Christmas songs, if not my favorite. I really enjoy it. I really love it. I don't know why. I just really love Carol of the Bells. And, of course, that was my other favorite song, which is the Imperial March. And he infused the two, and it's just absolutely amazing. I hope you enjoyed it. Definitely check them out. Braxton Tor, it's been a pleasure. I think I'm going to have time to call you tomorrow. Don't hold me to my word, but I think that's going to happen. All right. All right, good night.